views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Macris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Macris. Then I go.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Limelight Radio. This is Katina Macris, your host, and today we are going international once again with Limelight Radio. How exciting this program is to be able to have a global discussion about this swiftly moving infectious disease epidemic. So our two special guests today hail from Norway and Poland. So we're going to get a glimpse of Scandinavia and a glimpse of Eastern Europe of what's happening with Lyme disease. So let me tell you about our first guest, who I have been delighted to become acquaintances with over Facebook, and her name is Siv Hansen. And Siv has a bachelor's degree in international marketing and management from Norway and Germany, and a master's degree in intercultural management from Denmark and Canada. And she speaks four languages fluently. Before Siv fell ill with Lyme disease in 2009, she was working as an interactive communications manager for Nordic Baltic headquarter of Bieserdorf. Hope I said that right. And she has been on the board of directors in the family business since 2001 and started her own e-commerce business last year, selling infrared saunas to help other patients improve their health and well-being. Siv is the co-founder of NorVect, the Nordic Network for Vector-Borne Diseases, together with Cecil Davidson. They are dedicating their time to increasing the knowledge and awareness of Lyme and associated vector-borne diseases in the Nordic countries. So welcome, Siv, to Limelight Radio.
Thank you so much. Thank you for welcoming me.
Oh, yes. It's such a wonderful opportunity for us to learn about the situation in Norway and to learn a little bit more, too, about this very exciting conference you're having, which you can fill us in on. But I just want to say that my book, Out of the Woods, Healing Lyme Disease, Body, Mind, and Spirit, has made its way to readers in Norway. I think they've been getting it off of Amazon UK because, honestly, I get emails almost every week from people in Norway and Scandinavia telling me that Lyme disease is very, very serious over there. So give us a glimpse of what's going on.
Yeah, like Lyme disease is an increasing problem in the whole of Scandinavia, Norway, Denmark, and Sweden, and even all the Nordic countries, Finland, and somewhat Iceland as well. The public or the official numbers in Norway is about 250 to 280 cases per year of tick bites. But if you look at the new numbers from the states which show 1,000% increase, these numbers in Norway should actually be at least 5,000 per year. So it's a huge number that is being missed in Norway. And there's so many people falling ill to this disease and not getting the proper health care.
That's what we were wondering. Yeah, that's what we were wondering, because I understand with your beautiful countryside, I have not come to visit. It's been a long wish to come see your beautiful fjords, but I understand you have beautiful countryside and people are out picnicking and camping and hiking, and they easily get exposed, right?
You know, it's part of the Norwegian culture that we always go hiking, especially in the mountains or down the coast. It's a huge tradition here in Norway to do that. Now, usually historically, the ticks in Norway, they were only around the south coastal areas of Norway. But actually now they're found very high up in the mountains, as much as 600 meters or 2,000 feet above sea level, and even past the Arctic Circle.
Wow.
So, yeah. So actually, and this winter, there were several reports here in Norway that people got bitten by ticks. And the ticks can actually survive in deep frozen conditions at minus... in Fahrenheit, it's like minus 4 degrees Fahrenheit for a week or so. So you can deep freeze them, and then, you know, especially now in Norway, we had mild winter. So a lot of them have survived. And
it's difficult, isn't it? Because I live in the northern latitudes of the United States, up near Canada. And exactly. Same things. We get your kind of bitter cold, but the ticks winter over, and I understand they can be frozen for a couple of years and still come
back
to life.
Probably.
So, Steve, tell us then, does your government recognize the illness? Is there any kind of medical diagnosis with it, or are you just completely in the dark there?
No, we are more or less completely in the dark. That is, we have a public healthcare system, and we follow, or they follow more or less the guidelines from the USA, from CDC, or the AIDSA guidelines, that is. Mm-hmm. So you are only, first of all, the existence of chronic borreliosis or Lyme disease is not really recognized as a diagnosis, as an official diagnosis. And if you get Lyme disease detected, you only get 2 to 4 weeks maximum of antibiotics.
Wow.
So, and of course, our healthcare system is public. So people have to go abroad to get private treatment. So it's very, very difficult.
Very difficult, very expensive, and frustrating, I imagine, extremely frustrating, because it's like that in parts of the United States. Mm-hmm. Certain parts of the United States are infected just as you are, but the doctors in that area do not establish a standard for the condition, either acute or chronic. So
Exactly. They don't make a difference between acute and chronic at all.
And I heard a statistic from wonderful Alan McDonald. He's such a fabulous doctor that Norway has one of the highest MS diagnoses in the world. And suspicion is that a lot of it is misdiagnosed Lyme disease.
Yeah, that's what they think. And he is doing a research program now where he's actually trying to recruit Norwegians, to give spinal fluid for testing.
Yes.
So
we learned
that's a very
about that.
Project.
We learned that on one of his interviews with us. I think it's lyme-ms-pathology.com to go to the website to visit if you would like to be a person that's part of the study. So now you yourself fell ill, and did you get bitten in Norway or were you bitten elsewhere?
I don't recall being bitten at all, or at least having a tick bite. I know I was bitten by fleas, and that was actually back in 96. When I didn't recall having a tick bite in 2009 when I fell ill, but of course only 50% recall having a tick bite. But I do have a suspicion that it could have been also fleas. And as we know, several vectors can transmit the disease. It's not only ticks. That's also why we are focusing on the vector-borne diseases, not only the tick-borne here.
Yes.
Which is very important. But no, I didn't. So for me, it took a lot of years before I actually found out that it was Lyme disease, and also different co-infections.
So frustrating, isn't it?
Yeah. And of course, you have to do everything yourself, you know, no one's helping you. So, that's also very sad, because you see, you know, the people with the resources, they actually manage to go abroad, get treated. But you have so many people that they can't afford it. They have to loan money, you know, or from friends or family, and to get properly treated. So, and it shouldn't happen. You know, Norway is a very rich country. So it's actually a big shame that so many people are suffering.
Such a serious illness, because it moves its way into the nervous system, and people's lives are changed forever and compromised, and often don't get 100% well. I'm a lucky one that recovered all the way, and it sounds like your health is improving. And I want to learn a little bit more about your journey and also about this wonderful conference that you are hosting. But it's time for us to take a station break. So stay on the line with me, Steve, and we'll be right back, everyone. Okay. So this is Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. We'll be right back.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefence@gmail.com.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is a wonderful visit we're having today with Norway and my beautiful guest, Siv Hansen, who is co-founder of Norvect. And we were just learning about the particulars of Lyme disease in Norway, how it is so underreported and people are not properly diagnosed and often misdiagnosed and really struggling. So, Siv, give us a little bit more insight, if you could. This is so important for us to learn what's going on in Norway with your medical community. What's going on politically? I know it must be very difficult.
Yeah, well, in Norway, we actually have the same split community as you have in the States. So you have on the one side, the one that think it's a chronic disease. And on the other side, you have those cured by 2 weeks of antibiotics. And they're very like strong opponents in the medical community against especially the chronic disease. And it's more like a witch hunt in the media, actually. And it's actually an absurd situation to be this ill or see so many ill patients and witness and at the same time being attacked by doctors that are supposed to help. Because you see doctors and clinicians blogging and tweeting in the media where they encourage that other doctors have to stand up against Lyme activists.
Wow. So the doctors, there's actually a faction of doctors that are pushing that other doctors have to stop, that this is a not real illness.
Yeah. They're saying that the patients are taking over and they have too much power and we shouldn't listen to them. They don't know what they're talking about. There's especially one doctor, which is making it extremely difficult for the patient. And he actually calls Lyme disease pseudo-borreliosis or Horowitz borreliosis as also.
Oh, my gosh.
And he claims openly that chronic Lyme patients contract this disease from reading on the internet. So, and he's actually one of the reasons why the only Lyme clinic in Norway was closed down last year.
And
the doctor who was treating, he lost his license. So at the present moment, there are no real Lyme clinics in Norway. And the ones that actually want to treat, they're afraid to do so because the Norwegian health supervision, they're now after everyone that treats longer than the guidelines. So a lot of doctors, they want to help, but they're also afraid to treat.
Of course, they're afraid to treat. They're afraid to treat. They don't want to lose their licenses, right?
Yeah. But the problem is that these opponents in the medical community speaking against chronic Lyme, they are the ones that get media attention, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, it's really difficult.
It's very difficult. And I applaud you because here you now, an independent citizen, have stepped out and you have been the co-founder of Norvect. So tell us about Norvect and the conference that you are having. I think it's coming up. What is it, May 6th is your conference?
It's May 26th and May 27th.
Yeah, so tell us about Norvect and about the conference.
Yeah, so Norvect is founded by me and a co-patient or fellow patient, Sissel. And we actually met at a clinic, both getting IV treatments. And it was so horrifying standing face to face with so many ill patients not getting help. So we just decided, you know, great efforts need to be taken. And our wish was to make a difference for Lyme patients. And we just want to contribute by building and sharing knowledge within our region. And so we started last year planning this conference, and I got in touch. Actually, it was after a meeting with the health minister in June last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about, we say like knowledge sharing conference, they call it back then. But nothing was done. So we decided we want to pursue this. And I got in touch with Dr. Horowitz, and he's been extremely helpful in getting all the contacts to the conference. So that's where it all started.
That's beautiful. And I know you have some very high profile American doctors and other international doctors coming to help educate, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have Dr. Boroscano, we have Dr. Horowitz, Dr. McDonald, Professor Sapi, Professor McClossy, Professor Perron, Professor Shah. There's so many.
It's going to be
Germany.
Fabulous.
We have USA. Yeah.
And are you expecting this now for doctors to come in attendance, or is it also for citizens?
Well, we intended initially to be only for medical professionals, but we decided that it was important to open for patients as well. So we've opened up for patients and, you know, relatives of patients and citizens in general.
Right. So how can people find out more? Do you have a website?
Yeah, the website is www.norvect.no.
So it's NORV. Like in Victor, ECT.NO. Okay. So everyone should go visit that website and find out more. And there'll be ways to register to attend. And I'm sure your website also just has other information on Lyme disease matters in Norway, right?
Yeah, definitely. A lot of information can be found there. And, oh, I just want to mention as well, we have Kathy Rubin joining us from New York. So she's going to be hosting the conference, the known filmmaker and journalist, and also French filmmaker Chantal Perrin, who just came out with a new documentary.
Fabulous.
So they'll be hosting it, yeah.
That's fabulous. So, yes, you're going to have multiple dimensions of education and an insight into the situation. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful, Siva.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you. My gosh, in 1 year's time, what you created.
Yeah. It's actually, you know, I have to pinch myself sometimes that, you know, that is actually happening.
Oh,
but it's really wonderful to see some results.
Great. I'm going to blog it for you. And I have another couple of contacts in Norway that I'll get in touch for you so we can get some more attention for this. And I have two more questions for you. One is, are there other Lyme support patient groups that people can reach out to that are struggling and that are ill and, you know, have questions and need emotional support? And then I also want to know how you're feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. They are. Norvik is more of an interest group. But we have two support groups, and that's the Norwegian Lyme Association, which is lyme.no. They work both as an interest group, but also as a patient association. Mm-hmm. And you have also the Norwegian Borrelia Association. So there are two other support groups that can help. Yeah,
so that's good for patients that are struggling, that need, as I said, emotional support or guidance,
exactly.
A place for them. Because I, myself, having gone through 10 years of the illness, 3 bedridden, 5 mm-hmm. misdiagnosed, you know, the whole neuroborealis picture, so much emotional suffering and insecurity and confusion mm-hmm. and depression and those kinds of feelings, people need support around that.
Exactly. I know exactly how you're how you felt, because that was also, you know, 24 hours in bed, in a dark room, and I couldn't walk. I couldn't hardly talk. So I was there, you know,
but it's
a way out. And I think everyone should know that it's a way out. It's just a matter of not giving up and really fighting, because you can, you know, you can heal, but it takes a lot of time and a lot of courage.
It certainly does. It's really a dark night of the soul and a journey of almost mythological proportions, but it sounds like you're feeling much better.
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot better. I have actually now been in treatment for about 2.5 years. So starting out, I was very, very ill, but it has been progressing ever since. But it's a lot of ups and downs still. So I have days where I feel extremely bad and, you know, running to the bathroom, throwing up, or just lying in bed and, you know. But other days, I feel a lot better. And doing this for everyone with Norvegt and the conference, it gives me so much motivation. Also on my journey to getting better. So it's also a bit of a medicine in itself, you know, helping
it
others.
It is. It becomes a quest. And when there's quest, there's passion. Mm-hmm. And when there's passion, there's commitment. And then there's will. And then there's vision. And there's all those wonderful qualities that we have inside of us that help us gain inner strength, and it turns on our immune function too.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
It really does. So, Siv, this time with you has flown by so quickly, it's hard to believe.
Oh, already done.
I know, but I'm so excited for this wonderful conference you're doing. Let's say the website once again for everybody.
Yeah, it's www.norvegt.no. So, www.norvegt.no.
And you yourself are in Oslo, and the conference will be in Oslo. Is that correct?
Exactly. Yeah, 26th and 27th of May, and it's still we have spaces, so you can sign up on our webpage.
That's beautiful. And is there anything you would like to say to us over here in the United States or elsewhere in the world? Is there anything we can do to reach out and help you in some way?
I think, you know, just getting the word out there, blogging or tweeting or writing on Facebook, sharing this message of the Norvegt conference and what we want to achieve, you know, that will be great.
That's great. Well, we can all do that. Hands across the globe, holding each other. We want to break open the situation in Norway so you can get the help that you need.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you for joining us today on Limelight Radio, Siv Hansen. You've been a wonderful guest, and I wish you all the best in your personal healing and also with this very promising conference, Norvegt, that you're holding.
Thank you so much, Katina. Lovely speaking to you.
Yes, lovely speaking to you. Have a great day.
Have a great day.
Thank you, audience. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Please stay tuned. We're coming back for part two with Lime Poland.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Mind.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Negative self-talk plays a major role in how we create fear and anxiety. You're probably familiar with that worried, insecure, or critical voice that rises from somewhere deep inside, often at the most inopportune moments. You don't seem to choose the limiting, anxiety-triggering, or self-sabotaging thoughts, nor do you seem to be in control of them. Over the years, I've found that rather than ignoring or suppressing these negative thoughts, what works best is to redirect the mind with at least three counterbalancing arguments that shed light on the opposite, positive points of view. For example, if your negative thought was something bad will happen, counterbalances could be, right now I'm okay. There have been many times I was worried and everything turned out well. I have the strength and abilities to handle anything that comes my way. Positive counterbalancing is training your mind to search for and find uplifting and empowering perspectives for any given situation.